New York Times cheers student who waited years to share damaging video of classmate for maximum impact. By Tom Sikata on December 28, 2020. High school student Mimi Groves of Leesburg, Virginia, was forced to withdraw from the University of Tennessee as a result of a smear campaign launched by one of her classmates. Groves was pressured to withdraw from the university after student Jimmy Galligan shared a 3-second video from 2016 of Groves using a racial slur while singing along with a rap song. According to a report by the New York Times, student Mimi Groves of Leesburg, Virginia, had her life turned upside down this year after a 3-year-old video of her was intentionally circulated around her community. The short video features Groves using a racial slur as she sings along with a rap song. "I wanted to get her where she would understand the severity of that word," student Jimmy Galligan said in a comment. Galligan held on to the video for 3 years, releasing it in the middle of 2020 as part of an attempt to impose the greatest amount of damage. "It honestly disgusts me that those words would come out of my mouth," Mimi Groves said in a comment. "How can you convince somebody that has never met you and the only thing they've ever seen of you is that 3-second clip?" The video is reminiscent of recent incidents in which rappers attack white fans for saying the N-word while singing along at concerts. Despite her contrition, Groves was forced to withdraw from her spot at the University of Tennessee, where she would have started as a freshman in the fall. At the time of the incident, the university addressed it on Twitter. "We are aware of reports that some current, prospective or former students have made racist posts online," the university wrote in a tweet at the time. "We condemn hate and are working hard to create an inclusive campus culture. When we receive reports, we gather facts and take appropriate action directly with those involved." Galligan claims that he does not regret his decision to share the video. "If I never posted that video, nothing would have ever happened. I'm going to remind myself, you started something," Galligan said. "You taught someone a lesson." Although the New York Times celebrates Galligan's behavior, social media commenters condemned his behavior, which some have labeled psychopathic. Other criticisms of the actions of Galligan and UT Knoxville come from what may seem like an unlikely source: Chloe S. Valdery, the founder of Theory of Enchantment, which he describes as the best anti-racism training ever. Valdery explains that you can't exude the coolness of an art form and then act all surprised when people who don't look like you want to be part of it. Valdery notes that while she doesn't use the N-word, she is not bothered by its use by white people singing along with popular rap songs. Stay tuned to Breitbart News for more updates on this story.